tap water? Never. No way. You're kidding, right? Liam has to ask. Because honestly, and he has to look up at his boss to check if Joshua is once again trying and failing to make a joke. The senile sucker considers himself funny. It's a total misperception. An insult to anyone with a real sense of humor. That's one of the problems with anyone past 40. Old guys laugh for no good reason and don't where they should. They basically ruin any ambience by their mere presence. Liam doesn't hate his job more than the next hardworking bloke, but he could so do without Joshua. The company should pay a hefty bonus to all operators forced to work alongside old guys. The union should fight for a couple more bucks for such cases. Except the union guy is even older than Joshua. Life. Always piling up the odds against Liam and his kin. Joshua makes his Morgan Freeman plays God face and goes, "Hey, keep it up, kiddo. Didn't hear myself calling a break. Why not behave like an adult for once and keep working while you talk? This Ognite transmitter won't install itself." And yes, oh yes, tap water. I'm not hawking some cheap grey variant here. Full bloody potable tap water. As in real fit for drinking. No kidding. Tap water was all over the place in those days. For all kinds of purposes. Right until 2026. The stuff was so cheap in the early 20s that people took what was called showers. Now let me tell you about showers. Liam has obediently resumed assembling the Ognite transmitter. He's performing every move extra slowly because Joshua calls slow diligent and considers it a virtue. That's because he's such a snail, mentally and physically. It's his weight. He's so fat, in combination with his age. Joshua is the power and speed what emptying an Ignite transmitter tank is to fun and roses. Liam doesn't need Joshua to find out about showers. The wasteful rituals of the phobias did feature at school, at more length than any kid should be made to endure. Artificial indoor waterfalls to not really clean your 2 square meters of skin. That's showers. Even assuming best grey water capture practices, people were bound to lose at least the equivalent of growing 1 plate of beans per go. That's a life and death difference. Liam knows such stuff. He has done more than his share of water conservation awareness calculations. Back in his school days, when he was still a kid, he doesn't need some oldie and his half-educated waffling. Joshua's generation, they learn basically nothing. They go blank on the most basic basics, like sandstorm survival skills. Last week, Joshua was off sick for 2 days. Went out without protective goggles, despite his implant beeping imminent sandstorm alert. The blunder nearly cost him his eyes, and getting oneself that kind of transparent groan cost a fortune. He claimed he had misinterpreted the alert, but no one mistakes his sandstorm alert for a heatwave warning. That's so basics. Impossible to get wrong, unless you're a total dimwit. The last thing anyone needs is being lectured by a total dimwit. Not listening to Joshua is the thing to do. Liam needs to switch his mind to something worth processing, like pre-2026 entertainment. The barbarian past managed to come up with some cool view for. Most of it is 2D. The plots are weird. The cast are even weirder, with a totally unrealistic abundance of all shades of white people. And in major roles too, the outfits are madness. Often short-sleeved. Full gets me my melanomas at 30 risk. And what is called gendered, one of the more creepy legacy practices. In some plots, you get familiar sounding names, but the locations look unlike any place in present-day Calixico. It's all one big mess, the creepy kind of, but classy in its own weird way. Couple of pre-2026 movies, a round of tongue-bound strips. That's the best way to spend a good night awake amongst friends. Liam fades Joshua's voice into the background, keeping his eyes on the half-assembled Ognai transmitter. He lets his mind wander. What did it feel like to live in a world of bikes and roads, where muscle shirts and bikinis were one ex-habitat? How cool must it have been to have a fight among blokes without getting into trouble? No implants, no civility monitors, no policing drones. Liam is no longer aware of Joshua's presence. And so, on my honor as a plumber, trained, tested, certified, and accredited, because me, I learned a proper trade, not just how to execute bloody implant fucking instructions. Yes, there was even worse ways than the water toilet. Hard to believe nowadays, but I myself installed a full acre, as in 4,000 square meters of sprinkler plumbing, to water a lawn that wasn't used for anything but golf putting practice. Did it with these same hands, on my honor. These same hands, just that they were a little less sporty back in those days. Liam so struggles to keep his mind in his favorite scene from Turk. His ice cube and going for it. Why can't Joshua shut up and get himself his own daydream? With water toilet or whatever other lurid granny tales he fancies. This is so lame. Liam forces his inner self back onto the bike. Full speed, full risk. Doing it here isn't the same as playing the talk team immersion game. One absolutely needs a gaming scaphander and a chair to properly experience the speed and thrust. But it's having as much fun as one can have at work. Liam is about to win his race when Joshua dares intrude once again, in his booming boss voice, just like President LL Cool J going through Commander-in-Chief on food rocketeers and soil hoarders. What the hell, kiddo? That's the wrong way round. The fan in the vent. You don't want to pump up the container. You want to drive out the gases. Out, kiddo. Out. As in, not in. Honestly, kiddo, you got to learn to use your head in our job, or you end up in a call center troubleshooting botches. In response, Liam quickly draws a deep breath and holds it to reassure his implant. With the new violence prevention certains, the slightest hint of being about to act on an aggressive impulse gets one tasered. You need a martial arts cage, a sport arena, or a hacker to get a chance to fight it out. This is supposed to be the latest in civilization. Currently, his every fiber begs to differ. He might have been daydreaming, but he of course followed the implant instructions step by correct step. The fan is installed exactly as it should be. With the new model, air gets pumped in as often and as long as excess current is available. Airing the organic matter in this way drives what causes the smell into the filter where it gets nurtured. This clever trick allows you to install an Ognai transmitter pretty much anywhere. No need to fear olfactory inconvenience. Everybody has smelled the ads. Even someone as hopeless as Joshua should know. Liam is starting to feel the strain but keeps holding his breath. He's so mad. And Joshua to go, hey, kiddo, no need to turn all sweaty face. Everybody makes the odd mistake, occasionally. No drama, shit happens. You make amends, fix the mess, and that's it. Shit happens. Otherwise, how would we feel the Ognai transmitter? The worst about Joshua is his being funny illusion. Oh yes, shit does happen. Any young person stuck with an old boss doesn't need no reminder.